If you're trying to keep the little lady happy, you may want to go to the dildo store, N4TAT, over.
The dildo store. Somebody, oh, maybe a month or so ago now, was playing a very nice rhythmic song about dildos. I couldn't believe my ears, Donnie. Do you remember hearing it?
Well, I mean, you know, all joking aside, I think dildos are, you know, a sex toy that people enjoy. I don't think there's anything wrong with dildos, personally, but a person who has, you know, taking an excessive amount of steroids, and then they're morbidly obese also, I can see where that sex toy would come in very handily for their, you know, a conducive sex life. Over.
Donnie, have you ever run one up your a-hole?
Roger, Donnie. Donnie, pick up that homosexual. Maybe he will appeal to your female side. He wants to shove something up your asshole. Over.
I'm not going to talk about anything like that, but, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not a person who bashes homosexuals. I just don't do it. I work for several homosexuals. They're professional. All my clients are professional people that have money, or business people. And I've got a couple of clients that are homosexuals. Most homosexuals in America, now I want you to listen to this very carefully. Most of the homosexuals in America are married white men that are married. Seriously, I'd say the vast majority of them. Over.
Oh yeah, it's been my experience. And when caught, or you know, when pressed,
but don't take that too far.
They sort of admit to being, you know, bisexual or unsure of their sexuality.
But it's standard procedure.
The smart ones get wives that are boyish looking and very quickly train them for rear entry or doggy style initially, at least. Over.
Well, there's a lot of women now that enjoy, you know, anal sex. A lot of women enjoy anal sex. Right?
Good.
Well, maybe not a lot, but there are some. So I couldn't comment on, you know, what if some women pursue that Hershey path. The Hershey path. I don't know, but it's all very comical. But as far as I can see, many of the married homosexuals use their wives, and they say it's a beard. They refer to it as a beard, they call it, something to cover up, a cover-up, you know, a beard. That's the terminology that is used, I think. But homosexual married men, there's a bunch. I've always felt that. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, that a good-looking man that's thin and tall and not so much anymore, but, you know, if you're a good-looking, tall, thin, you know, endowed, single man, you know, the homosexuals are going to hit on you. And it never bothers me. Don't get me wrong. It never bothers me. But I did notice something. I did notice something about these guys. They're always married. They're married. They're invariably, they're all married.
Aww.
And that kind of showed me that, you know, the vast majority, I'm repeating myself here, but I want to drive this point home. The vast majority of homosexual men in this country, especially America,
drive it
are
home.
Married white men. Married white men.